Chapter 14. The Mill House was an upscale restaurant in an old paper mill on the outskirts of Brook Ridge Falls. Lexi hadn't been there in ages, but the moment she stepped inside, the ambiance struck her again. Wide pine floors, stone walls, exposed beams in the high ceilings. She caught a whiff of steak, and her stomach growled almost loud enough to be heard over the hushed tones of the diners and the subtle clink of cutlery against porcelain. The space radiated warmth and luxury and the easy elegance of a time gone by. With its many hidden alcoves and booths tucked into corners, it was also quite romantic. She spotted Nance, Helen, and Ida at a table near the windows, overlooking the pond beside the restaurant. Across the room sat Ruth and Herman. Part of Nan's plan had involved Ruth accepting his invitation to early bird dinner. Now, the ladies spied on them from behind a potted plant near their table. As discreetly as possible, Lexi hurried over to the ladies' table and sat down, hoping to avoid being seen by Herman. She greeted everyone, then peered through the leaves of the ficus to see Ruth and their suspect beyond. "Aw, they look sweet together," Lexi said. Even with everything they'd learned about Herman Conti's past, she still had a hard time picturing the old charmer as a hardened criminal. Then again, she'd had a hard time picturing her husband straying, too. Seemed her radar where the opposite sex was concerned was way off. She opened her menu and tried to concentrate on the specials of the day instead of her marital issues. "We'll see how cute he is when he's drunk," Nan said, perusing her menu as well. "Drunk?" Lexi said, staring at her grandmother. "Yes, that's the plan, dear. Ruth is going to get him liquored up, loosening his tongue, and then we'll get him to confess." She tapped her phone, which was set in the middle of their table with the speaker turned on. "Helen was able to download an app that acts like a recorder to Ruth's phone. All I have to do is dial her number, and we're connected to their conversation." The waitress came and took their orders, then brought their drinks. White wine for Lexi, tea for the ladies. Once the server left, Nance dialed Ruth's number, then placed the phone back into the center of the table, and they all leaned forward to listen. "Let me get you another drink, Herman," Ruth said over the phone line.
"Oh, no, my darling, I'm good," Herman said, already slurring his words a bit. "I think some food is in order. Don't want to get sloshed on our first date."
He chuckled a little longer and louder than appropriate. Ruth gave a decidedly annoyed sigh.
"Why don't you try your steak, then? How is it?"
"Delicious," Herman said, chewing loudly. "How's your pasta?"
"Fine."
Through the plants, Lexi spotted Ruth staring at the table, her expression frustrated. Seemed their plan wasn't going as smoothly as they'd expected. Finally, Ruth sat back and dabbed her mouth with a linen napkin.
"You and my nuncio weren't always enemies, were you?"
"What?"
Herman scowled.
No.
"He mentioned you, you know," Ruth said.
From beside Lexi, Nance grinned and nodded toward the phone. "Here we go."
"He did?"
Herman's voice sounded a bit shakier now.
"I can't imagine why."
"Perhaps it was because of his place at Cold Springs. I saw the picture of you two there on your wall earlier."
Herman snorted.
"One photo doesn't prove anything."
"Yes."
A shuffling noise issued as Ruth shifted in her seat, suggesting her cell phone was hidden in her pocket.
"The victim they found under my car in the storage bay, his name was Sherman Wilson. He was from Cold Springs, too, if I'm not mistaken. Did you know him, too, Herman?"
Ruth's voice trailed off.
"Wilson,
Herman said, his tone growing a tad agitated.
Nope, never heard of him.
Why are you getting upset? Ruth asked. Do you have something to hide?
Hide? Me?
Herman gave a nervous laugh.
What are you trying to say, my darling?
Nothing. It's just that my asking about your past seems to upset you, Herman. Maybe you'd feel better with a clear conscience. Believe me, I've heard everything. I dated Nunzio, after all. He used to tell me stories that would curl a dead man's toes. Listen, Herman. She reached across and patted his hand. Your past may have involved a life of crime, but you can always repent. Confession is good for the soul.
The small silence lasted what seemed like an eternity, and the ladies exchanged a look. Ida opened her mouth to speak, but Nance held her finger to her lips, shushing her. At last, Herman crumbled.
All right, it's true. I've hated hiding my secrets all these years. I'm an honest man at heart, and I do have a confession.
A collective gasp issued from Lexi and the ladies.
I knew it, Ruth said over the phone line. Tell me how you did it, Herman. Did you know Sherman Wilson would be at my storage bay, or was it a coincidence that the two of you arrived there at the same time to search for Nunzio's list in my car?
Huh?
Herman said, sounding genuinely perplexed.
Nunzio's list? What are you talking about?
Oh, come on now, Herman. Everyone knows about the blackmail list Nunzio kept. You didn't want anyone to know you were on it, so you killed Sherman Wilson to protect your secret. That's why you did it, right?
I didn't do anything, and I certainly never killed anyone.
Through the plant leaves, Lexi saw Herman toss his napkin angrily onto the table, his voice suddenly as sober as a funeral.
Nor would I ever blackmail anyone. That's not what I was going to confess, Ruth. I've never heard of this list you're talking about, either.
He leaned closer to Ruth and whispered.
What I was going to tell you about was the bank heist Nunzio and I pulled off 50 years ago.
Before Lexi knew what was happening, Nance was out of her seat and heading around the potted plants to make a beeline for Ruth's table. Lexi and the ladies followed behind her.
Bank robbery? Nan said as she approached their table. You mean you didn't kill Sherman Wilson?
Several nearby patrons turned to stare, and Lexi moved in beside her grandmother.
You might want to keep your voice down, Nance. Oh, posh, Nan scoffed. These people should mind their own business anyway. Answer my question, Herman Conti.
No.
Herman seemed taken aback by the elderly female inquisition that had now surrounded his and Ruth's table.
I wasn't even in town when Wilson was killed, I swear.
You all might as well pull up chairs, Ruth said, scooting over. No sense having the whole town overhear us. We're already splashed across the World Wide Web.
The ladies each took a seat, then Herman continued.
Look, you're right, Ruth. Nunzio and I weren't always enemies. We actually grew up together as kids in Cold Springs. That's how we knew each other. But I didn't really associate with him much until we were both in our 20s. I'd been a demolitions expert in the army and had just gotten out. Nunzio needed money, as usual.
Herman snorted, then shook his head, lost in memories.
I remember him coming to me that day, saying he had this scheme to rob the local bank, and he needed some explosives for his heist. Normally, I would have told him to get lost, but unfortunately, I needed funds too, so I took the job.
He sighed and rubbed the bridge of his nose.
Listen, I'm not proud of what I did, but I didn't actually break into the bank. All I did was supply Nunzio with the charges he needed to blow off the safe door. And the way he explained it, it wasn't even like we were stealing from an innocent person. Nunzio swore the only safety deposit box he targeted belonged to a crime boss. So really, we were like Robin Hood, robbing from the bad guy to give to the poor. Us.
What exactly did Nunzio take from the safety deposit box? Helen asked. I couldn't find any record of what was stolen on the internet. Seems no one ever reported the missing items.
Well, it isn't like a crime boss can file a claim for his stolen goods that were already stolen to begin with,
Herman said, chuckling.
The bank did report the break-in and the damage to their safe for insurance purposes, but everything else was all quickly swept under the rug. I'm guessing someone paid off the cops at the time.
Ida narrowed her gaze on him. How does this all tie into Sherman Wilson's murder?
Not sure, Herman said. Maybe it was one of the other guys who helped Nunzio break into the safety deposit box. I never knew who they were.
That would make sense, Lexi said. And Jack told me Sherman had been in jail for a bank robbery. Maybe he was in on the original heist. If that's the case, though, why would he risk getting caught skulking around Ruth's car and possibly returning to prison at his age? Nance asked.
Like I said, I wasn't at the robbery itself, so I have no actual proof of what was in that safety deposit box,
Herman said.
But from what I was told way back when, the box was filled with all kinds of treasure. Diamonds, gold, lots of rare coins worth millions. At the time, I remember, Nunzio fenced the jewels and gold right away to get the money quickly. But he hid the coins away for later, fearing someone might recognize them if they hit the market too soon. Every once in a while, rumors about the crime and the hidden stash of rare coins make their way around the underworld. The incident is now quite infamous in certain circles.
Herman shook his head.
Rather like that whole D.B. Cooper mystery. No one ever found the money.
The ladies all exchanged a look. And Lexi couldn't help wondering if maybe that was where all those old coins hidden in Ruth's car had come from.
And no one ever found this stash? Ida asked.
Nope.
Herman pulled out his wallet and handed 2 twenties and the check to their waitress as she passed by the table.
A few of the coins have surfaced over the years, but never the really rare ones. Lately, though, I've heard a couple new rumors that those coins have made an appearance here in Brookridge Falls.
Nunzio was an antiques dealer, so he had ties with all sorts of sources, Ruth frowned. Plus, I remember him belonging to a bunch of forums online. They used to talk for hours and hours about those rare coins.
Herman took his change from the server, then sipped his water.
Word on the street and in the forums is that the coins from that heist are finally re-entering circulation. The search is still on for the most valuable one of the bunch, though. That one has yet to be found. A 1913 Liberty Head V nickel, worth about $4 million.
$4 million? Nan sat back, her expression astonished. For a nickel? Who knew a hunk of metal could be so valuable?
I still don't see what this has to do with my condo, Ruth said. Why would they search my place? And how would a thief trace those coins to my car? I'm the only one who knew about all that old change in that olds.
Perhaps not the only one, my darling. See, that's where Nunzio's forums come in,
Herman said, smiling.
I still keep tabs on those from time to time. Recently, I spotted a post from someone claiming to be an old prison mate of Nunzio's associates from the heist. This person stated this prison mate had leaked the location of that rare coin and said it was stashed inside an old car that had belonged to Nunzio just prior to his death.
Oh, my, Ruth gasped, placing her hand over her heart. My poor Olds.
Yes, my darling, that's why I've been so worried about you.
Herman reached over and took Ruth's other hand.
Believe me, it wasn't me who killed Sherman Wilson or went looking for that coin. Why would I? I certainly don't need that coin. I've got plenty of money on my own. Besides, some things are more important than wealth.
Lexi melted a bit at the sweetness of Herman's statement. It was obvious he was smitten with Ruth. She sighed. She and Jack had been in love with each other like that, too, once upon a time. For her, that love was stronger than ever. For Jack, that remained to be seen in Lexi's mind. First, she'd have to deal with that mysterious blonde. Then she and her husband needed to have a long, heart-to-heart talk about their relationship and their future.
So it seems we've been barking up the wrong tree, Helen said. It looks like this Sherman Wilson's murder has nothing to do with Nunzio's list and everything to do with a rare coin.
Yes, Nan said. Now all we need to do is figure out who else knew about this coin, and we'll have our killer.